FM.
Well, Stephen Marshall's here, he's the premier. He's just done 7 days in ISO. Wow, that sucks. Guess he's our COVID marshal.
Get it?
SAFM would like to welcome Stephen Marshall.
Yes, we get it. Premier, you're isolating because you were close contact with your daughter. When you get out?
I get out tonight at midnight.
Oh.
All going well with my test. So I'm just waiting on my test result, but I hopefully get out at midnight. Don't think I'll be hitting the town.
Go on, mate. I'll be on Hindley Street. We're going to have a quietie.
There's no staff to staff our nightclubs. So
that's the problem at the moment. Look, the entire state has massively slowed down, obviously, with Omicron. And that's really protecting a lot of lives. We're hopefully getting very close to the peak now in South Australia, which is absolutely fantastic news. Because I know that everybody is completely and utterly over COVID at the moment. But it is a dangerous variant, and I think we are very close to the peak.
Now, Premier, exciting times at our house because our son starts school this year, and we are very, very excited about that. But what would take the excitement out of that is if day one at school was spent at home with mum and dad, because mum and dad wouldn't enjoy that very much. What's the back-to-school plan?
Well, National Cabinet starts at 11:30 this morning, and we're very hopeful to be able to get our students back to school as soon as possible in South Australia. Obviously, we want to do it in a safe way, so we'll have the National Cabinet meeting tomorrow and we'll announce our plans tomorrow. But our preference is to get our students back to school, face-to-face learning, as soon as possible. I know that there's some anxious parents and some anxious students. There will be disruptions this year. There's just no doubt about it, because there will be new cases, both within the student population and within teachers. We can't avoid that. We're in the middle of a global pandemic, but our preference is to get them back to school as early as possible.
Premier, we've all been working the media for a very long time, and quite often you get text messages from people wanting tickets to a concert or tickets to a fringe show. I've never had so many messages from people randomly asking me, I don't suppose you've got any rat tests, mate. How long do you think it'll be until there's no more sort of urgency to get rat tests? So you go into the shops and there's as many as you want there. Are we talking a week or 2 weeks?
Well, a week ago, we got an update from the National Coordination Mechanism, and they basically said that we were 2 to 3 weeks off then. So I think we're another week or so away from them being in plentiful supply. But it's a global shortage.
Oh, yeah.
There's no doubt about it. It's a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, we should have ordered them earlier. Look, it's a global shortage. There's been a massive run on them with Omicron. With Delta, it really wasn't an issue at all. Like, it literally wasn't an issue. We're getting about 1 million a week coming into South Australia, but we desperately need those, especially with our return to school plan, because there will be teachers that need to be tested on an ongoing basis, people within our health system and other critical sectors as well.
We've had lots of people call in with questions for you, Premier. This is Maria from Valley View.
Hi, I just want to know why sporting events are allowed with people cheering for their teams and carrying on, and yet my daughter's getting married and we're not allowed to get up and dance at her wedding.
Yeah, it's a really, really, really tough one. Look, all of the evidence from the epidemiologists show that, you know, weddings and funerals are super spreader events. They've been completely off the Richter scale compared to seated, ticketed outdoor sporting events where people are wearing masks. So, you know, we're just basically trying to slow down the spread of this, and we're trying to slow it down by putting the restrictions on those activities that are most likely to be super spreaders.
We're chatting to the Premier.
Nobody wants to go to a wedding and then all of a sudden be called up 4 days later, oh, by the way, you've all got Omicron.
And that's but how good was Gerald Braithwaite's horses,
yeah,
though?
Yeah, what a rendition. I mean? Beck was on my shoulders.
It's tough. This is just such a tough situation. I really feel, you know, for families that are, you know, planning weddings and funerals at the moment, they are really, they're tough events under these restrictions.
We're chatting to Premier Stephen Marshall, and we've invited you guys to ask him your questions from Langhorne Creek. Michelle, go ahead.
When is the crippling 0.25% capacity going to lift for hospitality?
Yeah, really good question, and I get asked this pretty much every day. We're going to do it as soon as we possibly can. Obviously, we've got 50% capacity outdoors, and we're trying to change the licences in South Australia every opportunity to give people, licensees, the opportunity to serve as many customers as possible. But the reality is we've got to slow this thing down. I think South Australia's done extraordinarily well. When you look at the rise in cases in other states at the moment, we are I know people might not appreciate this at the moment, but we are still one of the safest places in the entire world with this Omicron wave. But I do want to get those restrictions lifted as soon as I possibly can, because I just know how punishing it is for small business. That's why we've announced the new support package. It's our seventh for small business in South Australia. We're the only government in the country which has announced a new package related to Omicron, but it still doesn't go anywhere near far enough to offset the losses, especially at this time of the year.
And what is the current modelling telling you, Premier, about Omicron? When will we begin flattening the curve? When will we see the back of Omicron?
All right, if we go back 3 weeks ago, Limo, it was literally, the curve was so steep, we were heading for tens of thousands of cases in South Australia each day, not each week, each day. We're hovering around that 5,000 mark at the moment. So it is a fraction of where we were heading. That means that we won't overwhelm our health system. That's our number one. We don't want to have just a huge number of deaths here related to people not being able to get into hospitals. We still have plenty of spare capacity in our hospitals at the moment. I think we're in the next 2 or 3 weeks going to hit that peak and start coming down the other side. In fact, we could be at that peak in the third week in January, which isn't that far away.
Premier, over the Christmas period, I really noticed a real change in mood in South Australia. I feel like we've all trusted the process. We've got vax, we've locked down when we've been told to. And I feel like people felt a bit abandoned, confused, angry over Christmas. And there was a real almost loss of faith in the process. What do you say to people who feel like they've been left behind in this process?
I think that's a really good observation. I think everybody was gearing up for opening the borders on the 23rd of November. We've got Delta. We've got plenty of capacity in our hospitals. We're the first of the non-COVID states to do so. Let's get on with it. We did that, and 2 or 3 or 4 days later, Omicron was reported to the World Health Organization, and we had a completely different wave. And look, this isn't something peculiar to South Australia. This is the entire world is trying to deal with Omicron. As I said, I still think we're one of the safest places in the world to be at the moment with Omicron. I think we'll get to our peak faster than most other places in the world because of the restrictions that we've had, and then we start coming down the other side. Look, everybody's over COVID. I mean, I'm over COVID, but I can't afford to just sort of say, do you know what, I'm not going to do this anymore. Yeah. The reality is we've got to deal with this. We've got to protect the people in South Australia. This has got nothing to do with opening the borders on the 23rd of November. They hadn't even found Omicron on the 23rd of November. It's a brand new variant, and we've just got to respond to where we are at the moment. That's what we're doing, and the team is working literally around the clock. I just looked at the common operating picture ahead of National Cabinet today. We've got the second highest testing per capita in the country, significantly above the Australian average. We've got the fastest turnaround times. Now, people in South Australia think, oh, it's not fast enough. Mm. Well, let me tell you, it's the best in the country. Mm. This is just enveloping every single state, every single country around the world. But working together, I think we're going to get through this one just like we've got through other waves.
Well, mate, have fun at National Cabinet. Say good day to ScoMo for us.
I'm likely to be fun.
Can you get a video for my wife from ScoMo just saying a quick hi and happy birthday, happy Valentine's Day? Mate, no one envies the job that the politicians and the healthcare workers are doing at the moment to try to get us through this COVID wave. And to all South Australians, like Beck just pointed out, it has been a really shitty time. The best thing to do is unite as one and just be nice to each other and help each other out. We will get through it. It's 100%, but there's no question it is a bit of a rough time. So
thanks, Uncle Cozzy.
Good luck.
Thanks, Premier.
Thanks, guys. Beck, Cozzy and Limo. SAFM.